Lush, chief rabbi of Vilna. Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, graduate of Lush. Every famous rabbi, the Walkins and so on, go name after name, they all learned in the Lushan, whoever you want, all the greatest rabbanim. The Lushan, in its heyday, was from 1802 to 1892. So for 90 years, this was the greatest yeshiva. People came here from all over the world to learn. The graduates of the yeshiva went on and became the greatest rabbanim and rosh yeshivas all over the world. No, the Chofetz Chaim did not learn. Chofetz Chaim is almost older than the Lushan. Chofetz Chaim didn't learn it, but virtually everybody did. And the Rosh Yeshivas and the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin learned in Volozhin. Right, Tully Trump and so on. Now in Volozhin, we'll go in the order, after he died, he was followed by Rebbe Tzvi Volozhin, who became a family affair. The family owned the yeshiva. So when it was inherited by Rebbe Tzvi Volozhin, Rebbe Tzvi Volozhin died, his two son-in-laws, one was Rebbe Lezi Yitzchak Fried, who was also buried here. You notice there are four graves here, and they're not marked. One of them, Rebbe Tzvi Volozhin, is not buried here. Rebbe Tzvi Volozhin died in 1849. He died in Ivenets. I can't be too far from here. We're going toward, I don't have a complete map in front of me, but he died not in Volozhin. He was on a trip raising money, and he died in a town called Ivenets on Erev Shabbos. So he was Kohen Mekomo, and they buried him in Ivenets. And that's where he's buried to this day. I don't think people know that he's buried there, because if they did, they would go there. I think
he's
his grave is...
His head.
What? So he's buried in Ivenets, but he was succeeded by two son-in-laws. His second son-in-law is buried right here in one of these four. That's Rebbe Lezer Yitzchak Fried. He died in 1854. So the second son-in-law of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Netziv, became the Rosh Yeshiva, the only Rosh Yeshiva at that time, the major Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin. When Rebbe Lezer Yitzchak died, so a second Rosh Yeshiva was necessary, joined together with the Netziv, and that was Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosef Beis Soloveitchik, the father of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and the grandfather of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the grandfather of Vavelvel Soloveitchik, and the great-grandfather of Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik, and so on and so forth. Where was I? The Netziv was Rosh Yeshiva approximately from 1854, not 1849 actually, but 1854 until the yeshiva was closed in 1892. And on the Netziv, that was the greatest period of the yeshiva. And he was initially together with Rabbi Yosher Ben Soloveitchik, two of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas, two very different personalities with two very different methods of learning. There were students in the yeshiva who were disciples of the Netziv, and for those of you who learned the Torah of Netziv, the Hamek Dover, and so on, you know his Sfarim. He wrote many, many Sfarim, Perushim on the Mechilta, on the Sifrei, Sifra, and a famous Perush on the Torah called Hamek Dover, and more, Perush on the Shiltos. All his Perushim are Pshuto, Pshuto Shel Nikra, Pshat in Chazal, Pshat, no Papulim, very straightforward, asks a question, gives you a straight answer, and so on and so forth. Pleasure to read anything written beautifully. Netziv was a master of Hebrew. The Yoshever Soloveitchik was a Soloveitchik. You're talking about the abstract minds, the people, and he did engage in people. He didn't invent the Briskaderech, but it's a forerunner of the Briskaderech. The Briskaderech would be invented by his son. Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik was one of the great Gaonim of the old school, the old style, with brilliance and very incredible questions and answers that no one in the wildest dreams would ever have dreamt of, and so on, putting together Gemaras that no one thought were related to each other, and so on and so forth. Everything done, again, straightforward, but still very different from... It was pure genius. In the case of Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, that's a dynasty of genius. And his genius took a slightly different form than that of his son. In any event, these two Rosh Yeshivas didn't get along well, and the Din Torah was called. And the Beis Din was convened of the greatest Rabbanim, Rav David Tevela of Minsk, Rav Yitzchak Chanan of Kovna, and others, and the Magid of Vilna. Who was the Magid of Vilna? Rav Yecheskel Feivel. Rav Yecheskel Feivel was the Magid of Vilna. We're going to learn more about him when we...